This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies are blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. And so during the break, Rick had called in with a question in regards to some insects that were living in the house, little red insects. They seem like to me, spider mites. Those are something that he has used the product neem oil with. And it is safe. It is organic. It's just an oil, so I would say that would work with the spider mites. You just have to do it multiple times in order to get it, because what it does kill all the stages, but it just needs a couple times to get it done. So I would be spraying it and doing everything you can to let it dry. Basically, it's a 7-day schedule of doing this if to keep it going. So every 7 to 14 days, spraying this to get rid of the spider mites that I believe are in there. Neem oil is the best way to go. It's organic. You could also use like a horticultural oil. All these oils suffocate those insects and will kill them that way. So they are both safe to use indoors. Okay, so that was for Rick. I know I do have a call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty's in Lowell.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, Patrick, thank you for taking my call. I'm having trouble with my amaryllis plants, and I thought I did everything correctly, but evidently I didn't. I put them out June, July, and August in my garden. I left them in the pots, and then August, September, and November, I brought them in and stored them in my garage. And then at the beginning of December, I watered them, and I put them near a window. But they're not doing anything at all. And what I wanted to know, now they're not new plants at all. Some are 5 years old, some are four, three. I have never fertilized them. And with today's lesson, broadcast, I thought, oh, maybe that's what I should be doing. I have never fertilized the amaryllis plants. Do you think I should do it?
Well, so I believe it will be helpful, but I have some other questions to make sure we're on the right lines here. So the amaryllis, you're saying it's not doing anything, is it? Is it showing any forms of leaves or anything along those lines?
No leaves, but something in the middle of the pot is coming up. But, it's been since December 1st, and here it's January 16th. And, it's not what I expected. I usually have new plants, but this year I didn't buy any new plants because of the pandemic. And it usually doesn't take that long for them to start growing.
No, but it started to show leaves. How long ago would you say it started to produce those leaves?
It hasn't shown any leaves yet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just something in the middle. You usually see a swollen bulb, and that's the one that carries the flower. I don't see any of that.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they're too old.
So what I would do is the bulb itself, kind of see if you can feel it. See if it's hard or if it's soft. Okay.
Right. I did that yesterday, and one of them was very soft, so I just threw it out.
Yes. So the other one is still hard?
I have a total of 12.
Okay.
So right now I have a total of 11, and some seem really hard when I sort of put my finger in the center.
Perfect. So what I'd like to see you do with some of these then is making sure they're in full sun, but where they're at, it might actually help them to be like right next to a heater. Okay,
all right.
It wants the temperatures to be about 70 to 80 degrees, right? That's part of what it's looking for in order for it to start to push those leaves. If it's near a window that has like a draft or something, that could be part of it.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be pushing fertilizer onto it until I started to see some of those leaves pop, right?
Okay,
so
right.
What I would like to see you do is get it in a window where it's going to be very sunny, but maybe the heat source is right near it.
Right. Well, I have a light, like a utility light, really bright light shining on them.
Oh, perfect.
And they're in front of the window.
Yeah, that would.
I don't know whether that would work.
So the light will definitely help. Any type of extra light like that where it's going to help it. So that the amaryllis needs that warm period to really start to produce its leaves. If it's still cold, it's still like in that dormancy, it won't do that.
My house kind of warm upstairs anyway, and that's where they are.
Okay.
Like between 70 and 73.
Okay,
right?
Definitely. And I'd like to see that grow light on to extend the light that it gets through the day. Right.
So I should leave it on all the time.
I wouldn't leave it on like all night.
Okay.
Right. So I would suggest doing is it's going to be in a sunny window. So when you wake up, it's going to get the natural sunlight from the sun.
Right.
But at the end of the day, when, the sun's going down at 4, 5 o'clock at this point.
That's right.
Turn that light on around them to give them an extended period of time. We're looking to have, 10, 12 hours of sunlight. So a lot of times when we're trying to get the amaryllis bulb to come back, sometimes people will get them started in like October. They'll go through that whole process in the end of October, beginning in November, and the sun's a little bit higher. It's out for a little bit more, but so it's getting that sun, it's getting that heat. So that's what it's really looking for. You're also with that utility light, you don't want it to be like really far away from it. You want to be above it. And what that's going to do is that's also going to raise some of the temperatures on the soil those. So it's a good thing that you're looking to do. Now, once you start to see something forming, you'll almost see, the tip of a leaf coming out of the center of those amaryllis. That's when I'd like to see you you know, put a little bit of fertilizer in it. You don't have to do like a heavy fertilizer, maybe just like an all-purpose, you know, easy fertilizer.
You know what? I have some Neptune's Harvest in the house. Could I use that?
Yes, perfect. Perfect.
Okay, good.
Okay. So the other thing is when you're watering them, you don't want it to dry out completely, but you don't want it to stay wet. So we're looking on the in-between there. So doing a couple of those things, I really think it will help you. But I think the added light is going to do something for you. You're going to start to see some of that start to form because it needs warmth.
Yeah, I just want
it
to see
some
leaves come up. You know?
Understandably so. So I would definitely... I would definitely try to push some of that by doing, you know, that sunlight and pushing it that
That's
way.
Yep.
You know,
well,
you
I'll
want
try the and the warmth.
Yeah. So you really want that that sunlight, that heat, right? So that's what that grow light's going to do, and it's going to push it. It's going to push it to grow for you. You know, the watering, maybe once a week or so.
Right,
maybe,
right.
You know, if we're not looking for it to be soaked, but we're not looking for it to completely dry out. You might have to play with it a little bit just based on using that grow light can dry it out quicker. So just keep an eye on it. But I think that's really going to help you, Betty, all right?
Thank you so much for helping me. Bye now.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show for you guys to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. In the meantime, we do have a call, I believe. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, sir.
After the rain last night, I noticed that once again I have standing water in my gardens. And I know what time you had spoken about, I forgot what the ingredients were to help water, you know, settling the water through the soil.
Yep.
It was an unusual term. It's not coming to me right now. So what would you recommend that I do probably in the spring? I'm pretty sure the ground is frozen now, but even in the summertime, when I get a heavy downpour, I have maybe 2 or 3 inches of standing water in the garden.
Okay. So what I'd look to see you do would be using a gypsum product, but we're looking for like more of like a fast-acting. There's a couple of products you could use out there. Natural Alternative has their sulfur product.
That's what it was, sulfur. Okay, fine. Thank you.
That product right there will help break down the clay-filled areas, the soil that needs to just break down a little bit more.
Okay.
So I'd be putting that down. What you'd want to do, since you have a pretty bad standing water situation, is using the product at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So it's the double the rate versus the regular rate.
Okay.
Again, you're looking at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet in order to really break it down. Again, the sulfur's fast acting, so it's going to work a little bit quicker than you know, some of the others. So it's not like if you were to use regular gypsum, and that would take about 6 months for it to really break down like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, that's the one thing I would be looking at doing, is using the sulfur product. If you can't get the natural alternative one, you could use Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green.
Okay, yep.
So Love Your Soil is the same thing. It breaks down the clay underneath. It breaks down the soil underneath to allow it to really dry out a little bit easier. And the great thing is what it also does is if you have any trapped nutrients or anything like that stuck in the soil, it's going to help with that too.
Okay. 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 All right. That's two good suggestions.
So
do you have something else to say about?
Yeah, just I thought of it as we were stopping talking there. What I would like to see you do is you have to use it in three applications,
okay.
6 week intervals. So that's so if you do it once, it'll slowly break it down. But if you do it those three times, you can actually get it, you know, really broken up. But it's in 6 week intervals.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. The other question, if I may ask, is
yep.
What garden worms would you recommend to this part of the country? To enhance the soil and things like that there.
Well, the earthworms are definitely what you're looking for.
Okay.
You know, the earthworms are the best for the soil. To add to like compost, anything along those lines. I'm trying to think of there's a website that you can actually buy some of them for. I'm trying to look it up while we speak here.
Okay.
I know gardeners.com will have it. They'll sell you earthworms. But basically, the earthworms, you would mix right into the soil, let them go, and go from that. You want them to create their earthworm castings.
Okay.
The earthworm yep. castings are as good for compost as you could.
Okay.
So I'd be looking to get earthworms shipped in to add to the soil if you could.
Okay.
Take a look online. That's probably your best bet. You could even get them at like fish and game store that's selling, you know, earthworms. Maybe use some of those. Those are the Nightcrawler, a little bit bigger, but that's what I would use.
Okay, fine. Very good. Thank you very much, Patrick. Have a great week.
How would you like
you
your
too.
Garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden's pick for a high-level Pentagon position was a big proponent of the now discredited Steele dossier and Trump-Russian collusion narrative. The Biden transition team on Wednesday nominated Colin Kull as his Undersecretary of Defense for policy. Do lockdowns work to prevent the spread of COVID-19? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns around the world did not provide significantly more benefits in slowing the spread of the coronavirus than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Caravans of people wanting a life in the USA are on their way.
Part of a caravan of migrants from Honduras was blocked by Guatemalan security forces as they tried to cross into the country on their way to the United States. Officials estimate more than 9,000 people are part of this caravan. Mark Morgan says this could be the first of many groups who see a change in immigration policies as an opportunity to make for the U.S. The acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Fox News they foresaw this outcome because of the statements from the incoming Biden administration.
With the new administration's immigration strategies, which really are akin to open border strategies, we knew this was going to come, and it's already happened. But it's not just 1,000. Right now, we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000. And one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is about to, located centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated it would with this rhetoric from the new administration on the border.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Gardening Club, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got plenty of time left in the show to give us a call, and we can help you out with any of your gardening questions. But I do believe we have another call on the line here. Is that true, Nathan?
True. Linda from St. Charles.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a poinsettia plant that I've never had a poinsettia plant before, but it was a gift. And it's doing okay. I've lost a few leaves. About once a week, I thoroughly water it, and I have it facing east. For this, anything I can do, I put some of my green plants around it for more humidity. I don't know how long they last, and I think they can be put away and then brought out. I mean, am I doing everything right? What do I need to do to prolong it?
You're definitely doing everything right there.
Okay.
You know, you want it to continue going. You know, we're not looking for this to stay, you know, completely flowering for the season.
Uh-huh.
You do, poinsettias do want, you know, a dormancy period. They're not looking to just stay out in the sun at all times. The dormancy period is the aspect to get it to reflower, right? So that's what that's going to be later to do. They have to be forced in order to bloom. So you might have heard the term, like, early in the season, plants that are forced to show color indoors. That's what they mean, right? So basically, there's kind of a timeline, a month-by-month type timeline of what you're looking to do. These next couple months, you just continue to water it until, whenever the surface is dry. We're not looking for it to, you know, stay in wet feet. But continue to do what you're doing. You have it in a great window, so it's perfect. Once April hits around, slow down on the watering. Allow that soil to get dry in between each watering. Yeah, you don't want you. So there's that fine line. You don't want it to like completely dry out, but you just don't want to water it like you would at this point, right? So right now we're still watering it almost every couple days. You might look to do it, you know, every 5 to 7 days. There's you kind of got to find that balance of where it is, right?
Right, just by touching the soil, you know.
Yep. Yes, definitely. From there, you know, you can start to, you want to keep it in like a 60 degree temperature area, in April. You can then actually prune the stems back at that point if you'd like. We're trying to promote new growth. So you can cut back like 4 to 6 inches off of it. Okay. In May. Go ahead.
April. You said in April, right?
Yes.
Okay, April.
Yep. So in May, we're looking to probably upgrade the container. So it's a little bit bigger with some new potting soil. We're looking to get it in like 65 to 75 degree temperatures. Looking for new growth at all times. Is this kind of what we're looking for? You can fertilize it with like an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 type fertilizer. Okay.
Okay.
June and in July, you could actually put it outside if you'd like.
Good.
Okay. You don't want to get it into full sun, but partially shaded. So we're talking getting a couple hours of shade just to keep it going. July, what you like to do, pinch back the plant, each stem by about an inch. It'll encourage even more sprouting, more like to get it thicker. Okay. So August, keep going with it. You'll start to notice that all the stems will start to branch out and start to show. Okay. September, same thing. Keep going. October is where we need to start the darkening period. Okay, to get it to the closet from basically from 5 p.m. to like 8 a.m. Okay, so you're basically like a closet or somewhere where you're not going to have any like filtered light or anything. We want to keep it in an area like that. You know, starting on October 1st for like 10 to 12 weeks. Maybe, you know what I mean? We want to continue it in that dark area because any exposure to light will slow it down.
Oh, okay.
So basically the beginning of October and then the end of November, so after that, you know, dark treatment, that's when you can bring it out, get it back into the sun, and push the sun on it. You know, continue to fertilize it during this whole process, okay? So that it is getting the nutrients it needs to keep going, but we want that dark period at night so it knows that when it comes back out in the sun, hey, it's time to get blooming. That's kind of like the whole process to look at. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So from May on, I fertilize it?
Yeah. So we're looking from, I mean, you could probably start in April once you've pruned it back towards the, just pruning it back a few inches. What that's going to do is going to help with new growth, but it's going to want something to give back. So you can start with the fertilizer at that point. I wouldn't be fertilizing it now until maybe mid-April.
Good. Okay, good.
And then from mid-April all the way to the beginning of December, right as like a couple weeks after it's been out, it should be fine and it will start to bloom. So it's a full year process with it, but you know, you can get these growing bigger each year. It's definitely worth it.
Okay.
You know, so really the biggest thing on all of this is the dark period that it needs in October and November.
To regenerate, huh?
Kind to regenerate, to rebloom. So if you aren't to prune this back and cut it back and do all those things, the biggest thing is for that dark period to get it to rebloom. It needs it. It shocks the system of the plant. And then the plant just knows, okay, all right, we're going to go dormant for a little bit. In essence, we're going dormant. And then it's going to start back up once it hits the sun. So, you know, it can be out in the sun during the day, right?
Uh-huh.
In that period, but it needs to be in complete darkness for over 12 hours is what we're looking for.
Over 12 hours, okay.
So,
for 10 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, I'd go probably with the 10-week span. So basically, let's look at it as all of October and all of November. You know, so here's the other thing. If you're looking to have it bloom earlier, you start that 10-week process a little bit earlier, right? So if you're looking for it to bloom, you know, beginning of December, let's look at it as maybe 2 weeks into September when you start that dark period. So that you're still getting those 10 weeks. It's all about those 10 to 12 weeks there to get that dark period, to get it to rebloom. So depending upon when you want it to start, you just adjust accordingly.
Should I take it in the basement maybe?
Well, so this is the thing. If you go in and out of the basement at night and you turn the lights on, it's not complete darkness. So that's why it's almost like putting it in like a closet or getting like a big box, right, that can go over the top of it for that period of time, right?
I could do both. I have a closet downstairs, so I could do that. I could do both. I could put it in the closet and put the box over it,
Yeah, if you put it in the closet, you might not necessarily need it, but the idea is just to get in total darkness.
Okay. I have a small house. I have to think about this.
Yeah. So that's just like the most important of it, of everything. I went through a lot because it is, you know, there is a lot to it, but the biggest thing is that dark period. That's the one we're looking for, is basically is a necessity for the plant to survive the way you want it to.
Well, I appreciate this. It's really kind of funny because a neighbor gave it to me who lives across the street, so I have it right in the front window.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I want to show her that I appreciate it and like it. So
definitely.
Because of that, I also want it to last a long time. Appreciate your help. I really do. You've been very helpful. You've helped me in the past, and your dad has helped me too.
Awesome.
So, and now I cannot live in the house without plants. I just keep accumulating them.
That's perfect. That's, you know, living with plants is something that helps people make them happier, makes them, it just, the feeling of having the plants growing in the house will, it's there's no such thing like it, right? It's a great thing to have.
I find it relaxing somehow. I look at everything that's green, you know, except for the poinsettia. And it's just really relaxing. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, Linda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Those of you who might have us drop at 9 o'clock, you can listen to us online at paulparent.com, so you can listen to the rest of the show, as we are on 4 hours. So some of you who might be coming on a little bit later, maybe listening earlier, and you might be able to get that question in if you get stuck on the line. I know towards the 10 o'clock hour, we get a bunch of calls and people get stuck, and I feel bad, so I just want to reiterate that that is available. I believe you said there's another call. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yep, Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought some, ordered some soil from one of those companies who claim they make their own soil, mix their own soil.
Yep.
Because I wanted to build up my strawberry patch, which is about 30 feet long and about 5 feet wide.
Okay.
And so I put in quite a bit of soil on top of my soil that I already had. A lot. I put a lot of it on there. And it formed a crust. And it formed a crust that I couldn't even break through it with my hand, with my fist.
Okay.
And so I figured, so my strawberries never did anything all summer.
Okay.
So I figured something's wrong.
Yeah. So we can discuss that a little bit on the other side of the break. So hang tight with me, Alice,
okay,
and we can go over what you can do to make that happen.
Okay.
Everybody else, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Alice. She was saying she brought in some soil, and it got really hard packed. And, you know, it didn't help the strawberries, didn't grow, nothing. So, a couple things that are part of this. One of the things is the ground is going to be very hard when it comes to times where we're in major drought. And that's kind of what we've done this season. We've gone through a major drought. So that could be part of why the soil was so hard packed, even though it was new soil, etc. So that could be part of it.
It formed a crust.
Yep. So that crust is it drying out completely. But here's what we can do to try and fix it, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'd like to see you do is you're going to add compost to the top of the soil. Reason being is I know it sounds silly adding more soil after you've already had an issue. When we do get to break up the soil underneath it, we want that good soil to be stuck there, not some of that not so rich soil. Okay. So one thing you can do is water the area heavily. Okay.
With the compost?
With the compost on top of it would be fine, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So watering the...
Do I do this now?
I would wait at this point just because of the temperatures. I'd be looking to do this early spring. Okay. Once the ground has really started to thaw.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I just want to make sure the strawberries are already there or is this ones you've planted?
No, the strawberries, I discarded them. because they weren't doing anything.
All right, so we're kind of starting fresh. So, okay, that's good because it'll be easier this way. If you can somehow get like a rototiller or something along those lines in there, that's going to help break it up a little bit quicker. But
I'm the rototiller.
Okay.
I know what you're saying. I could use a pitchfork or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sorry, you caught me off guard. You got me laughing, and I almost choked here. I apologize. But what you're looking to do with that compost that's in there is you're really trying to add those the good nutrients. So when you do
break it up.
It's quality.
But how much compost should I get?
A couple inches of top, if you can.
2 inches on top. Okay.
If you can.
Okay.
You know, if you can only do 1 inch, that's fine, too.
I can do two.
Yeah. Do whatever you can, all right? And what I would suggest doing for next year, so do this in the spring, kind of rototill it in.
Yeah.
With the pitchfork, whichever you can.
And how deep, when you say... rototills, how deep are you talking about? How deep, like if I have a pitchfork, how deep shall I go?
Five inches?
8 inches? What?
Whatever depth you can get to is going to be beneficial. If you can get to 6 to 8 inches, awesome. But if you can only get a few inches, you know, that's fine. Because what I'd like to see you do is in the fall, add some more compost towards the end of the season. And let it sit over the top of it. What it's going to do with that soil that's hard there is it's going to loosen it.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, what I would also even suggest doing is using a product called sulfur from Natural Alternatives. Or if you want to go to the local garden center, look for Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. What it does is it helps break up some of that clay. Right? It helps break up some of that hard-packed soil.
Okay.
And with the nutrients you're adding with the compost, it's just going to help it.
Okay. So, all right. So is there, should I add a fertilizer to this?
I wouldn't put any, you know, you don't necessarily need to put the fertilizer down right away. If you know you're going to grow there, maybe use like a 10-10-10 as like a top dressing to add to it to just help, get the soil going a little bit, but not necessarily have to do. It's not like you have to do it or it's not going to work.
Okay, I get it.
Okay.
I think I know what to do now. I have another question.
Sure. Well,
I hear the bell ringing.
I'm sorry. If you want.
I'll hold on.
Hang on with me. And then when we get back, it'll be a few minutes. When we get back, I can help you out. So hang tight. For everybody else, if you have some questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Once you come on, if you have a few questions, I'll be on there as long as you need us. So definitely hang tight. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.